Incoherence, which in this case is the equivalent of John Loftus's ignorance. So if he's ignorant of something, doesn't take the time to seriously study it or understand it, then it becomes incoherent, which sort of is what happens when you, in essence, make yourself the standard of all things. But be it as it may, what exactly is incoherent about the uncreated and eternal God, who is not limited by time and space, creating time and space and then entering into voluntarily his own creation so as to accomplish a specific purpose that he beforehand had determined to undertake and to accomplish? The incoherence of this, again, is exactly what? Possibly, well, Jesus is created. Well, if you mean the physical body of Christ, the human nature, that's right, it's not eternal. But no one said it was. And so there's clearly a confusion on Loftus's part regarding the nature of the hypostatic union, issues along those lines, and that sort of speaks for itself.